and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is a happy day. We had 44 nay, 44 vote margin today, 75. I thank Leader Hoyer for orchestrating our bringing it to the floor in this way, for Mr. Murphy, for Congressman Murphy, for his ongoing, determined, strong leadership on this issue. I'm proud to be here with so many representatives of the outside mobilization on this issue, and I see we've been joined from others. You don't have to be straight to shoot straight. Okay? Well, in any event, they're all straight shooters up here in terms of what we want to do for the American people. It's a happy day indeed.
My God. The woman has... She's so lost. Nancy Pelosi. With an interesting attitudinal and sort of summary to another vote, yet another vote, and this time... They seem to be celebrating the vote which approved the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. If you're confused, the Senate said no, but the House said yes. So now what happens? Okay, well, we'll figure it out over the course of the next hour, because this is the item of interest here for your focus at 800-510-8255. You can join in. Also, texting is good in this hour, 646-926-DUG, which is 646-926-3684. As you listen to some of these things, you want to be heard. That's a swell thing. If you're listening to this program when it's not on the air live, the Steffen sound-off line is available toll-free. That's 877-541-5250. So all kinds of ways for you to express yourself on this very controversial issue, and we'll attack it from both News Talk Radio and television's perspective, see what you think after you listen to both sides and various points of view. The House, if you've not heard, has voted to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that for the past 17 years has forced those who are gay and those who desire to serve, that is, if they're gay and they want to be in service to the country and the military, to conceal, to hide their sexual identity. Almost seems childish when you put it that way, doesn't it, huh? It's like a game. The vote was 250 to 175, so pretty strong. There was a lot of Republicans in on it. Some Democrats voted against it. Now, this vote propels the issue into the Senate, back again, and maybe they'll change their mind from where they were a week or two or whenever they did the vote before. It was not really, as I understand it, the vote last week wasn't really about the issue itself, but some kind of procedural thing, which is a way most people don't understand. They hang things up. Sometimes it's good, like in the case of Senate 510, if things can get hung up on procedure, and then be good to let it die. In this circumstance, a procedure is probably not hanging this up, unless you're a homophobe, is probably not the best thing under the circumstances. A lot of people are very qualified to do things that are necessary, and the service have been sent away because of this ridiculous primitive policy. That's my own pejorative on it. We'll certainly entertain yours later on in the hour. Take us about a half hour to get through the comments of folks who are reporting on this and who have strong feelings one way or another. Let's see, the Democrats, though, in the Senate, going back to what will happen now that it goes back to them again, say they are committed to bringing the bill to the floor before the adjournment. A failure to overturn this policy could relegate the issue to the back burner. The Republicans in the main are far less supportive of allowing the openly gay individuals to serve in the military. Why is it? Isn't it interesting? We get certain perspectives, and maybe somebody's going to say to me, you're naive, Doug. This is what parties are all about. Democrats stand for this, Republicans stand for that. But do they? In this case, I suppose, yeah, the answer to that is, yeah, I guess that's true. And you see it with the spending bills and some other social and fiscal issues. The Democrats seem to, or leadership at least, want you to think that this is what the Democratic Party stands for, or this is what the Republican Party stands for. What they really stand for, as you know, is keeping themselves in office no matter what. That's what they have in common, and spending the hell out of your money. That's what they have. They have that in common. In this circumstance, this whole thing, as I said, is pretty ridiculous. And so it is sort of interesting. Are there more homophobes in the Republican Party than there are in the Democratic Party? I suppose there's something to be asked and said when it comes to that. Let's see what Barney Frank, who's gay, have been in Congress for, I think he's been in Congress for close to 30 years. Let's find out what he has to say about the policy.
As Colin Powell said in 1990, when I first asked him about this, there has never throughout this, interestingly, been any allegation that lesbian, gay, bisexual members of the military are in any way deficient in the performance of their duties. No one has ever alleged that they have not done their job as well as any other group. What we've been told is that there are other people who don't like us, and therefore we must exclude them. It is, I think, a case of an older generation imputing their deeply held prejudices to a younger generation that is free from them. We also had one member say today, well, any military that has allowed openly gay and lesbian people in has totally deteriorated. I think the example of the Israeli Defense Forces alone would be enough to repudiate that. I want to thank particularly the people who are here, the major and others. It's one thing to volunteer to fight for your country. It's another to volunteer to fight for the right to fight for your country. Not many people do that. Not many people would go through the indignity and the abuse that they have had. We are talking about an extraordinarily patriotic group of Americans. I am very proud today to be a member of this House. And let's also finally point to the Senate.
All right. Well, some of that stuff in there has value and some of it doesn't. He's one of the most how do I best say it? He's annoying. Let's put it that way. He happens to have at on occasion represented me and the district where I live in Massachusetts as they gerrymander. It goes back and forth and in and out. I just find him, not because he's gay, but just because his policies are so wildly crazy in many circumstances. And he's done some damage in various seats where he's been. He's not always, he's not great at facing the truth or telling the truth sometimes. Anyway, that's another matter. In this circumstance, what he just said, though, is pretty telling and pretty accurate in terms of it's one thing to fight for your country, but another thing to fight for the right to fight for your country. And on that alone, the whole business of don't ask, don't tell goes out the window with me. If you are really interested enough to want to put a uniform on and get into harm's way, what the hell difference does it make what your sexual orientation is? Get over it, man. If I'm talking about people who don't want these people in, these people are fighting for the right to fight for you and me. How dare you, because of your own homophobic insecurities, want to get in the way of these people worried about whether they're looking at your woo-woo while you're taking a shower? Man up. Get out of the way and let these people serve. They want to serve? Let them serve. 800-510-8255, 14 after on the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples, that was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. This whole focus on being gay or not being gay, so what? It just really amazes me. We have so many important things. This is another breakdown. This is another way people say, oh, well, this is a sign that the country's falling apart because there's so many gays. No. Hello. Gays have been around for a long time. This is nothing new. And so why are we so afraid? What are you afraid of? The guy's going to look at you, woo-woo. So what? Oh, he's going to touch me. So punch him in the mouth if he touches you. Why would you want to keep everybody out just because of stuff like that? It's childish. It really is. And this whole focus on whether or not the guy's gay or not, or she's a lesbian, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so immature. All right, so here's another gay guy. After Barney Frank got Anderson Cooper, who's on CNN, here he speaks with Senator Joe Lieberman, and the focus is on the Senate, because Lieberman, one of the leaders of getting Don't Ask, Don't Tell, approved in the Senate for Christmas.
Senator Lieberman, you said this has been a thrilling day.
Well, most thrilling is the vote in the House of Representatives, which acted on our standalone bill, passed a repeal by a larger margin than when the repeal was adopted by the House in May, and picked up 10 more Republicans. So this now comes to the Senate with some real momentum. And here's the other good news today, and I take it to be thrilling as well. Senator Olympia Snowe, Republican of Maine, announced that she will vote for the standalone repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That means, Anderson, that we've got not 60, but now 61 members of the U.S. Senate publicly committed to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So all that will stop that repeal is a totally unacceptable refusal to bring our measure up in a timely way. We've got to get this done. We can get it done. It's an injustice. It's time for it to go. And going to the bill is not subject to a filibuster. That saves us 2 or 3 days of calendar time. We can actually get this whole thing done in 2.5 or maybe 3 days. And if we're not capable of taking the time to do something that the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff want us to do, that everybody in the country or most people acknowledge is an injustice, shame on us. I think we're going to make it happen before we leave.
There have been a number of folks who are saying that the repeal's fate is going to come down to basically a proxy war between the president and your friend, Senator John McCain, and that whoever does more to try to exert their influence in the last days is going to win. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, look, there may be a battle there, but we've got 61 votes. I've been saying this. People thought I was puffing, but I knew I had those votes, and I know I've got at least one more Republican who will come with me. And, you know, in the Senate, you don't need 51, you need 60. We've now got 61 and, I believe, 62. So whatever is going on between other figures about this legislation, the 62 senators have to work their will. And it would be disappointing to the point of infuriating if with that kind of support in the Senate, having passed the House today, that the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is not accomplished before Christmas. We got to do it.
All right, it's a little redundancy there, but Joe Lieberman, senator from Connecticut, who's the big mover in the Senate to repeal the legislation, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and do it before Christmas. So you can be thinking about your response to this if you want to, one way or the other. Certainly open and honest discussion about something like this is a very healthy thing. We are very healthy when it comes to much of this material and talking about it, talking it through, and that's what the hope is here. 800-510-8255. More from all of this. The McCain family checks in a moment.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. I am Doug Stefan, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits during the week. And there are several opportunities each day for you to weigh in on a weighty issue. And certainly the fate of this Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is a weighty issue. Let's move over to NBC, exit the MSNBC broadcast with Lawrence O'Donnell. Here, he talks with Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, about her father's views on this policy.
You've been thinking about the Senate. You've been thinking about one particular vote in the Senate, John McCain's. What do you think he will do with this bill coming to the Senate in its current form? Would he be part of a group that would try to prevent it from coming to a vote?
Yeah, I do. I think my father will filibuster probably, and I think that this will probably pass, and I think gay marriage will pass in this country.
And you've done everything you can to lobby John McCain, so we're going to leave him out from now on, okay?
I have to keep making this clear. My public political life and my personal life with my father are very different. I mean, Maureen Dowd wrote her last column about what Thanksgiving was like between me and my father, but if I couldn't separate these things, I wouldn't have a relationship with my parents.
Right.
So.
And people disagree with their parents on all sorts of things. Yes. You're not the only person in America who disagrees with their parents and Don't Ask father. But let's give you the assignment of lobbying Scott Brown, of lobbying other possible Republican votes in the Senate to pull them over to get this up to 60 so that it could go forward. What case would you make to them?
I would make to them that they would want to be on the right side of history. That is where I'm standing at this. I think gay marriage and everything having to do with sort of the gay rights movement right now is a civil rights issue. I think it's my generation's civil rights issue. And I would tell them, do you want to look back on this time the way we look back, when I look back at a time in our country when women couldn't vote? That would be how I would petition them.
What do you make of someone who's saying, I need more time to study that report from the Defense Department about how this would impact the troops?
It's great spinning. That's what I would say.
The report's been out there long enough, right? I mean, how much time do you think is reasonable? You've seen a senator at work up close. Yes, they can't take a Defense Department report and read it the minute they get it. They've got stuff stacked up on their desks already. But on something this urgent, on something that you know is moving toward possible votes, those things get up to the top of your inbox pretty quickly.
I just think if you can go and die for this country, then it doesn't matter what you do in your home and your private time.
Good for you, Meghan. That's it again. If you're willing to fight for the right to fight for your country, all the rest of it is garbage. And I'm disappointed in John McCain as well, what his whole thing is. He's beginning to sound like some old codger.
isn't he? Those of us who have supported him for so long, he just sounds like an angry old man now. Come on, John, get with it, will you? Listen to your daughter. And it is a different... certainly, people have generational changes and differences. That doesn't mean you don't love your parents. And the people, these fools in the news media, you heard Megan sort of gave him up for it. Well, you've been thinking a lot. No, you've been thinking. I like her. The more I hear her and see her, listen to her, she has a good head on her shoulder. And the parents can be proud of encouraging her to be independent. That's what I said to my children. They don't agree with me all the time. Your kids agree with you all the time? I hope not. Hope they think for themselves. Speaking of thinking for themselves, before we leave this portion of the program, here are some words from former President Jimmy Carter about this.
The answer is yes. I don't know about next election, but I think in the near future. Because step by step, we have realized that this issue of homosexuality has the same adverse and progressive elements as we as when we dealt with the race issue 50 years ago or 40 years ago. So I would say that the country is getting acclimated to a president who might be female, who might obviously now be black, and who might be as well a gay person. Yes, I would say the answer is yes.
Is America ready for a gay president? Jimmy Carter says yes. What say you? 800-510-8255 at 28 after on the countdown.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Ad Council.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
800-510-8255. The views expressed on this program are those of, well, I guess everybody involved, frankly, the people who have points of view who are interviewed by some of the radio hosts and talk hosts on television. And your calls as well, 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Frank Shires with his thoughts about the transition period when it comes to accepting don't ask, don't tell.
Here's what I think. Since 1993, 13,500 service members have been dismissed under don't ask, don't tell. I know of at least one person, a full bird colonel in the Air Force, who worked and she's retired, who worked in the Pentagon, okay, was gay, a lesbian. And while her bosses kind of knew it, she had to live, essentially, she had to, and she was a committed, you know, a person committed to the Air Force, worked very hard for them, did great work for them, worked very closely with the Secretary of Defense, okay, and she had to keep that part of her life secret, which I think is unfortunate. I'm going to return to what I have said on the air here more than once. This all comes down to me to readiness. It all comes down to, can the armed forces do what you and I hire them to do with openly gay members serving? Clearly, they can. It's done elsewhere in the world. Israel, among them. It's done all over the world. We're kind of a last holdout. So as I've said before, this is what I would like to see. I think we need to give we need a certain period of time between the repeal of the policy and its implementation so that people who are uncomfortable with openly gay people can leave the services, all branches, saying, thank you very much for your service. You obviously have an issue with where we're going here in this direction. Have a nice life. Give them a chance to get out, implement the policy, and be done with it. Because as far as I'm concerned, there is no evidence, none, that it's going to hurt our readiness, our ability to do what we need to do. And that being the case, just get on with it. Give them the time in the Pentagon and in the different branches of the services to make the transition and then get it done.
I'm so thankful that we have the ability to monitor all these radio programs and television programs around the country so that we can listen to the wisdom of people who express themselves pretty well. That's what they get paid to do, and make cogent arguments for a point of view. That was Talko's Frank Shires, the idea of people who have a problem with this. The vast majority of Americans are in favor of it. Politicians have got their heads up their butts who, for whatever the reason, don't want to see this take place. Are members of the old school. That's really what the Republicans have a real problem, an image problem with stuff like this. You can say, well, the Republicans won. They won, but they didn't win because of really any issue. They won because the Democrats suck. That's the only reason the Republicans got into office, because they suck. But they don't suck as much as the Democrats. Pretty crude, but that's really what it is. And the Republicans really suck when it comes, if there's homophobic, idiosyncrasies of things and the general statements. This is the kind of stuff that, in terms of general overviews or general feelings about Republicans, they're old, they're stodgy, they have the ideas that are now washed away. Maybe Meghan McCain and her ilk can come into the Republican Party and rejuvenate it, and then guys like me who got out of the Republican Party a while ago because of their just this kind of stupid stuff could come back again. I'd like to be more active and like to think that I could get the party that I grew up in back on track, but it sure as hell isn't on track now, and this is the kind of stuff that makes it, or that derails it. It's just, it's like the Cro-Magnon area. Get with it, man. These people want to serve. They're fighting for the right to fight for their country. What do you not get about them being good Americans? What is that? I'm flummoxed by this sort of thinking. Oh, we can't say, well, how'd you like to be in a foxhole with a guy who's trying to feel you up? Oh, my God. Listening to that. Take the butt of your gun. Somebody wants to feel you up and whack his hand with it. That's it. End of story. Usually, the people who are afraid, if that's really the word, of being around those who are gay, have the tendency themselves. That's just what science proves or experience proves. And so if you can handle yourself, if you're able to carry a gun and shoot and you're trained to kill other people, if some guy approaches you in an improper way, you can't handle that on your own? And we're going to, because of that kind of stuff, we're going to keep people who are legitimately not into their people. Of all walks of life, of all sexual orientations, are aggressive. Some are more than others. And so we handle people who are rapists in a strong manner. You handle people that are like that in a strong manner. But you don't throw all of them away because there are a few people who are inappropriate. How naive, insecure, and it's humiliating. Again, reference made to how it's done in the rest of the world. Here's Talko's John Caldera. You don't understand the Marines' point of view that the safety of the troops is in jeopardy if this law is repealed.
Amos was the strongest in his opposition, telling Congress assimilating openly homosexual Marines into the tightly woven fabric of our combat unit has strong potential for disruption. Now, I'm still trying to understand, maybe you could help me out, what exactly is the distraction that's going to cause maiming, that people will lose their legs because of this. General George Casey, chief of staff of the Army, said, quote, he didn't recommend going forward at this time, given everything the Army has on its plate. I think that makes a point. General Norton Schwartz of the Air Force also agreed, now isn't the time. He suggested changing the law in a couple of years. I'm trying to understand what the distraction is that causes losing limbs. The White House spokesman Robert Gibbs was asked to respond to General Amos's comments Tuesday. Quote, I think that the service chief's views are very well known, just as the commander-in-chief's views are very well known. The head of the Pentagon, the chair of the Joint Chiefs, you'll find unanimity in the belief that it's time to do away with the policy. And that's exactly what the president is working to do. No, he's not. No, he's not. I understand, Robert Gibbs. Your job is to lie for the president. That's the job of any good press agent. You spin things so it sounds better than it is. But if the president is, in fact, quote, working to get rid of this policy, well, then he would not have ask the courts for an appeal when the courts are removing this. The ruling from one judge will do away from this. I'm blanking out on her name, but she's already ruled. It's over. All the administration had to do is leave that ruling alone. They would not do so. Instead, they appealed the ruling. Good stuff. I'm missing the part of gays in the military equals losing limbs. That's the only part I'm confused here. Yeah, the distraction. I also agree with the Marine here. There's a tightly woven fabric between Marines. You don't want that to be disturbed, but I'm curious. What is that?
It's silliness, is basically the answer to your question, sir. 800-510-8255. So we're discussing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell one more time with the feeling people that are speaking about this seem to have a pretty thoughtful perspective as we review. You heard two samples of what we found listening, monitoring a lot of talk radio and talk television programs. People seem to be on board now. If you agree, swell. If you disagree, that's fine. You know where I stand, and I won't chastise you. I'll tell you what I think. You can chastise me, or you can take me to task. But there's really nothing here that isn't obvious. The people who are, and the suggestion that there be a time, people that can't adjust to this stuff, some of the old-timers or people who just are so strung out on their worry about being approached by some gay person, then maybe you're the ones that need to get out. 800-510-8255. Your calls are next here on The Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's get at the calls. Jamie is in Geneva, New York, listening to The Countdown on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Jamie?
How you doing, sir?
Well, you?
Oh, not too bad. This
good.
Fine morning.
A little chilly.
Than usual.
All right, so you're listening to this discussion. What do you think?
I think this is just political theater. It really doesn't matter to any of us if there's homosexuals serving in the military. And speaking with my friends that are in the Marines, they really don't mind. However, I think that once they repeal this, then With the economy and the way it is and the unemployment rate so high and the administration wanting to implement a universal national service, I think that it's taking away someone's excuse if they get drafted why they can't serve in the service.
Because they're gay?
Well, yes.
Some people say, don't ask, don't tell, if they want to get drafted. If we had a draft, that would be used to keep them out. All right, that's interesting. You in the service, Jamie? Have you been in?
I haven't, no, but everyone in my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm. And you say none of them had a problem with don't ask, don't tell.
They didn't have a problem with it doesn't matter, don't ask, don't tell, but obviously they were homosexuals serving. They just didn't say anything.
Have been
they
forever.
They didn't have a problem with them. Yeah. As long as the person knows how to use their weapon.
Right. If you know how to do your job.
But it was, next door,
should we fire all the gays that work in Best Buy? You listen to the logic of the people who are in the service. I don't want to be next to somebody who's going to maybe touch me the wrong way. So then we better make sure there aren't any gays working in Best Buy then. Right?
Right. The only way that you could say that you might not want a homosexual to do anything is if they think on the lines that Barney Frank does. I mean, yeah.
My boy Lollipop. Remember that? The Limbaugh stuff? All right, let me keep moving here. Vincent in Burgaw, North Carolina. You're next, sir, live on the countdown.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Hi.
I guess the way I'm going to try to make my point is, you know, this society dictates that sex is taboo. I mean, we're probably the last frontier of, you know, people thinking that sex is so bad and taboo.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they put, and I'm not trying to group, but when you put women into the service, well, that opened the door because people are going to look at each other. People are going to try to, you know, sneak away. You know, they're going to check each other out, and that's okay. But what about a gay? So what? So he checks out. You should be flattered he's looking at you. You know, as long as he can handle his weapon, as long as he can handle himself, then there should be no problem. There should be no problem at all. Why would everybody be so uptight?
Well, I think everybody isn't uptight. If you looked at the latest Wall Street Journal poll, people in America are really moving toward the center in droves. It used to be like 74% of the people would say they want things to be done that seem to be the average person's goal and desire. We hear from the extremities, but that number is moving closer to 84%, and that includes support for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. What the hell difference does it make is basically the bottom line direct question. Vincent, thank you for your feelings on this being expressed. Joshua, you're in Jacksonville, Florida, I understand, and you're in active duty. You're in the service now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so how do you read all of this?
Personally, I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with repealing it because, I mean, I personally know people that are in the service that are homosexual, and, I mean...
They don't offer to feel you up all the time, do they?
What? I'm sorry, what was that?
They're not trying to feel you up all the time, are they?
No, that's just... People that make that argument are generally just homophobic people, and that's just ridiculous. And those are people that are on the far extreme. But the issue that me, myself, and a lot of my coworkers have that I haven't really heard addressed in the media at all is basically the number one issue for us is sexual privacy.
Yes.
Now, I'm fine with the policy, but what I want to hear discussed is how are they going to implement that? Because being in the military, we're forced, literally forced into certain situations, like the Navy members are forced to live on ships, and then they're birthing where they live. They're forced to live in compartmentalized areas where everyone gets changed and showers in front of each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the Army, they have the tents out in the desert. I mean, that type of situation, like the, what they've had to do with women, you know, when they brought women onto ships and women into the Army, they had to kind of segregate the quarters and develop their own, you know, showering areas and changing areas and all that.
Yeah.
That's my only issue that I would have and that they have, I haven't seen discussed, is how are they going to, are they going to segregate that or how are they going to protect the sexual privacy? Because by definition, that's what homosexuality is a sexual attraction, and as far as I know.
Yeah.
So
well, I mean, and that's why they, I see what you're saying. They separated women because of the potential sexual attraction of having a woman undress with a man in the shower. That would be a problem, maybe.
Well, even for me, I mean, it sounds like a typical male would be like, yeah, I'd like a woman to watch me shower. But, I mean, when I'm going to the bathroom, when I'm, you know, going number two, I don't want a woman in the, you know, in the stall.
I don't want anybody in the stall next to me. I want privacy. You got it, Joshua. Thank you for your expression, and actually thank you for your service. I think it's good to say thank you to men and women who are in the service. I don't think anything's wrong with that. 51 after on the countdown.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You have a sort of patch in the ground worked out in terms of your own feelings about this. We're discussing the repeal in the House of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It goes back to the Senate. Joe Lieberman says they have the votes. As long as John McCain doesn't try to filibuster it, they can get it passed. So what are your feelings now about this bill and about McCain? His daughter doesn't agree with him. Most people don't agree with him, but he has a lot of political clout. Drew, you're listening in Colorado, and you have some comments for us, so let's listen.
Hey, I'm about to say something that no one really wants to talk about, but here's what's going to happen, okay? You're going to be serving alongside of gay military members, and just like in the prison system, it's going to result in these men are lonely men. It's going to result in rape, okay? And no one wants to admit that, but these people that admit that they're gay, they're going to get raped. And I hate to say that and be harsh, but that's the way I see it. And I'm definitely not trying to compare our military members to prison, but I'd have to debate those. The people in prison are in there by choice. So, and this is really what's going to happen. I mean, it's hard to say. It's really harsh. I know it's really harsh.
Well, but there are a lot of people. We see people, the bad apples that are in the service, that need to get run out. We saw that this past year. You see it all the time. The soldiers in Afghanistan that were killing locals, and they made a sport out of it. Those people are subhuman. They did, they went into the service for who knows what. Unfortunately, many problems with the folks in the service happens because of them being ne'er-do-wells, malcontents. And frankly, they don't often, as ought to be the case, do a good job of screening these people out. So this is maybe you get caught, you get screened out that way. Tom, you're in California with your thoughts on this controversy.
I guess what I wanted to say was just the distraction would be the relationships. And they need the forward combat folks to be singularly focused on their mission. And I don't want to speak for the commandant of the Marine Corps, but he was probably saying it would be very tragic if the injuries he had seen were caused by distractions and people not being singularly focused on what they're doing. If you repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, then what would prevent people from becoming romantically involved within the same unit. As far as I know, the rules right now pertain to subordinates dating their, you know, the people they report to. People of equal rank are allowed to date each other. And in a non-combat role, that isn't an issue. And I think that's why the Marine Corps is so vocal about it. It's because they are the tip of the sword. They are in combat, and they can't have those distractions preventing that, you know, preventing their Marines from focusing on what they need to do.
All right. Thoughts, and more thoughts. 800-510-8255. Let's move along and see if we can get two or three more people on here quickly. Tom, we did him. Rich, you're in Chicago. Let's hear it.
We've speculated about this. You've speculated about it and offered your callers to give their say for, you know, at different shows about this very topic. I'm wondering, you know, what do the guys in the trenches say and the guys and gals say in regards to, do they, have they noticed some kind of an effect on them or what's going on with them? Do we ever hear them say anything? I'm wondering, you know, no matter what they say, you know, if they say, if the military say, or the majority of the military say that it's a distraction, it would bother them, then I say, let's listen to them. They're the ones that have to fight. You know, they're going to be in the midst of the battle. You know, we're not. And I think they have a better situation or position to make that decision than we do.
800-510-8255. Let's see. How about we try Dan? You're in Texas and you're on the air.
You know, the distraction part is about unit cohesion. The reason that women, thank God, not yet, don't serve on the front lines with our troops is because in spite of whatever rules there are, just like in a corporation, a government entity, human beings are going to be human beings. And even though there are technically felony penalties for, what do you call it, hanging out with your underlings, if you're fraternizing with your underlings and you form relationships with some and not others, which is human nature, then when time comes to go send two guys out to scout out the Taliban over that yonder hill, then you cannot have the command structure integrity questioned. It would just absolutely blow up a unit, and it would make what is the world's greatest fighting force ever become a mess.
Final word on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.